Give the best you have. It may be better than you think. This is the Absolute Philosopher, Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing, University of Philosophy, Absolute Monastery here in Capo, California. And this is the day before Christmas. This is the 24th. This is the night that Jesus was born. And, of course, I think that's the biggest joke that has ever gone down in history. Because anyone want to answer me with the question, with an answer so quick it jumps out of your mouth before I even ask the question?
All time is now.
When was Jesus born?
Now.
Jesus was born every night of the year, every day of the year, every moment of life. Jesus never was not born, and Jesus never was born. Now, what is that all about? Why do we celebrate the birth of Jesus? Why do we celebrate the birth of somebody who has always been? Well, we like to play games, and you know we like to play games. We like to play games that Jesus had a birth, and that Jesus was somebody special. And he kept telling us, whatever he did, we can do too. And he kept telling us, nothing new, boys, nothing new, girls. Put it in practice. Go out and do these things. And what do we say to him? We say, but you're the great one. You can do it, but we can't. And he knew that this was going to be the situation because those who had come before him teaching the same principles had the same experiences. I don't know that there's one pope alive. I don't know that there's one pope who has ever lived who didn't have the same trouble. Every pope has attempted to have the people believe that they were God, that they were divine, that they were the link between Jesus and God, between Jesus and God and man, or between Jesus and man, whichever story you like to listen to. Now, nobody likes to believe that. Every would-be pope is just interested in seeing how long the old pope's going to live. And every pope who is now a pope doesn't think about living long. He just thinks, well, I made it. I'm now the Pope. I now have infinite, infallible right to say anything I want to say. And those who are not Catholic look upon the Catholic religion and say, what a bunch of silly garbage, you know. And yet, this is exactly what we have been taught. This is exactly what Jesus taught. It is done unto you according to your belief. Now, what is your belief? You say, I'm the Pope, and you're infallible. Everything you say is true. That's good. That's good. That's what we teach people to say. We teach people to say, the word of their mouth is true. The word of their mouth is true. Now, why are we so uptight that somebody puts on beautiful garbs, beautiful robes, beautiful gowns, beautiful coronation headpieces, and says, I speak my word, and my word is law? Why are we so estranged about that? I mean, we should all say, hey, where can you go buy a pope's robe? Where can you go buy a pope's crown? I think I'd like to be a pope. But that's a lie. You don't want to be a pope. You don't want to be a Jesus. You don't want to be a God. You don't want to be master of your world. You don't want to be the creator of your world. You just don't want to. Now, why don't you want to? And the answer, why you don't want to, is that there's too much responsibility. Now, think of it. If you say, I think it'd be nice if it rained today, and then the rain came pouring down and pouring down and pouring down and washing out the towns and washing out the rivers and people were crying and crying and you heard this and you said, whoops, I guess I had it rain too much. Stop. Well, so it stops instantly. And of course, there's still the gullywashes that come soaring down and cleaning up the place. And then people say, oh, that was so terrible, that rain. I lost so much, and I lost my friends. And so you as God, or you as the Creator, say, hey, I goofed, you know. Now, God doesn't say that, but you as God might say that. And you say, I goofed. And it's just like Mr. Modem. He sent out a notice in his program today. And in there he said, if you want to erase the restore to a previous date file and not have that bother you, that's just fine. But just remember, if you erase that, then you cannot restore yourself to a previous date when you might have had your computer running in good condition. In other words, you have a virus right now, and the virus is very terrible, very mean, and so you want to go back when you didn't have a virus, like 2 days ago. And so you go back into your checking on a previous file, and it's not there because you have already told it you didn't want it to be there. Now, do we have the possibility of saying to ourselves on this restoration program that I would like to restore myself as I was when I was 25? Well, now, is that what you really mean? Do you want to restore yourself like when you were 25? Or do you want to restore your physical body like when you were 25? Or do you want to restore your attitude like you were when you were 25? Do you want to restore your memory to what you were when you were 25? Look at what you're missing between in all those years. Now, what game are you going to play? What game are you going to play? We say here, give the best you have. It may be better than you think. Well, let's just take another little phrase, one from Richard Bach, that sort of goes along with that. Perfect speed is being there. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine being there? You think a thought. You think, I think I'll visit my mother. She's in Switzerland. I will go and visit her, and I will say, hi, Mom, how you doing? But I'll speak Switzerland, because she's used to that. And she'll say, well, my little Liebchen, you know, my little sweetheart, I'm just fine. Mom, I am now 30 years old. Oh, you look so good at 3 years old. I love you that way. You're so wonderful, so beautiful. Mom, well now, Mom is seeing you in her mind's eye as 3 years old. And that you can talk doesn't make any difference. You understand? That you have the wisdom that you have in your head right now doesn't make any difference. Because Mom sees you the way she wants to see you. Now, are you 3 years old? In your mother's eyes. Does she treat you like you're 3 years old? In her eyes, she does. Now, what about you go to visit some other people? And they say, well, my sister, she was in her last couple of days of life, she would constantly call me other names. And in fact, she called her husband my name. She called her husband Herb. She says, Herb, what are you doing here? I don't want you in bed with me. And Kip says, Herb, talk to her. And you see, whatever her thoughts were, that was what she was experiencing. Now, obviously, I wasn't there. Obviously, it had nothing to do with me, but her thoughts. Her thoughts were there. Because what was she thinking? She was thinking of us as we were little kids. And she was thinking how each one of us had our own bed, and we had our lake cottage, and we would go to the lake cottage, and Mother and Pop would say to us, now, you get in your own bed. Don't go all getting in the same bed, you know. And you get into too much mischief that way, and you make too much noise that way. And so we had to get in our own beds. But we made a lot of noise from our own beds, too. But we had no thought of anything improper or anything that was unusual. We were just having fun, just being ourselves. And so I think May perhaps remembered that as a lovely experience back when our childhood. And this is what we do. You see, everything is much better than we think it is. It's much better and more wonderful than we think it is. But I would like to say these things to you for you to think about it very seriously. It is done unto you according to your belief. Now, is there any limitation there? Is there any statement that there are certain things you can do and certain things you cannot do? Does it say that your belief is not very good, that your belief is not very sound, not very reasonable? No. It just simply, it's done unto you according to your belief. Now, could you handle that? What do you think the Pope thinks? You know, the guy who gets to be Pope, he's the guy that already is Pope. In his mind, he's already the Pope. And so he just walks right in, picks up the crown, and here I am, boys. And they say, just a minute, we have to have the council. We have to have a vote. And the Pope says, gentlemen, don't you remember? Don't you remember? You had the count. And you unanimously selected me. Don't you remember? And they'll say, hey, I remember. Don't you remember? I remember. And you see, pretty soon he's got them so bamboozled and confused that they don't even know whether they did or not. And they'll say, well, I don't see our paper. Where's our paper? Gentlemen, you know that in the Papal Council, whatever votes are made, instantly after they're recorded, they are burned, so that there will never be one who just did not agree with the total consent of the group. So that we all agreed, all, even if out of four, two disagreed and two agreed. It doesn't matter. But that's not majority. That's not, hey, whatever is decided. Now, we have more council people than that. We have more cardinals than that are voting on this. So just remember them. Just remember them. You voted for me to be the Pope, and so I am. Let's have a party. Okay. And as soon as you say party, all the other things are forgotten. Because the guys who run for Pope are foolish people. Only the people who believe that they are Pope become Pope. The guys that run to be masters are foolish people. Only the guys that realize they are a master right now are anything at all. The guys that seek their divinity seek in vain. The guys that know they are divine never have to run again. They live in it fully, completely, perfectly right now. Do you understand that?
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand why it says here, give the best you have, it may be better than you think. And what is the best that you have? I am God. I am the creator of my world. I am the creator of all the experiences that I have. And all that I create is good and very good. And then what happens? So it is. All the world looks at you and they recognize God. All the world looks at you and they say, wow, what a beautiful person, what a beautiful circumstance, you see?
Mm-hmm.
Now, when you can look at yourself and say those things, then it's done. We're going to have a good time with the story of Jesus, I tell you.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're going to be looking at some very interesting aspects of it that are going to cause us to take responsibility for ourselves and have lots of fun. So, have a lovely day.
Thank you.
And remember, you are the absolute philosopher, and you are living in the now, and you are the greatest, most wonderful, most supercalifragilistic being on the face of the earth. And I love you. I love you.
I love you.